Congregation, come on, sing it with us. Holy.
To you, my brothers and sisters. It's good to see you, and it's good to be seen this another Lord's Day Sunday morning. While our praise and worship were singing and speaking of the holiness of God. The word says, none will see God unless you have holiness.
All right. All right. All right.
So if you are not, you will not see his face. The word says, be holy as I am holy.
Yeah, yeah.
I was taken to a scripture from John in my reading. And it's coming from John, the 15th chapter, the 16th verse. And I read several verses of it. But just getting past the first sentence, where it says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Now we can stay right there on that sentence. From now on, he didn't choose, we didn't choose him. But he showed up.
Ooh, hallelujah.
In all of my brokenness, in all of my sins, my faults and shortcomings, God saw some potential in me and in you. So he had us in mind before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
He chose me. I didn't choose him. The scripture goes on to say that I have appointed and placed purposefully, planted you so that you would go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit will remain and be lasting, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, as my representative, he may give you. In your own time, just read further in that chapter, complete it, and just see if the Lord's words don't resonate a deeper appreciation, a deeper recognize that he is worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
So get your blessing from the reading of that scripture as we prepare to go into our communion service. On the night that our Savior was betrayed before going to Calvary, that Jesus said with his disciples, and when he had given thanks, he broke the bread, saying, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us eat together. And after he had given thanks, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Put your hands together for the sacrifice, Father. Allow them in. opportunity to you to come up close to the altar.
I love you.
And join us in corporate prayer. He has given us another opportunity. You don't know about the next time. There may not be the next time. Imagination to think and know that Jesus is standing right next to you. Just be taken away with that thought that he's standing right next to you. And for you, you don't have to say anything with your mouth. Just let him read what's in your heart. Father, thank you for standing right next to me and for being within me. Thank you, Heavenly Master, for choosing a wretch like I was and for seeing that I was, that we were worthy, Lord. So we thank you. That you picked us up from low places in our lives. And then you showed us and you told us that you were an ever-present help in our lives. That we could call on you, that you know further than a heartbeat or a thought. Lord, we thank you for who you are in our lives. What can we say to you other than we're grateful? Grateful, grateful, grateful. So we would be too mean, Lord, if we just didn't humble ourselves and simply say thank you. There's nothing we have that we can give you. You own everything. So, Lord, that which we do have, we humbly give it back to you because you have blessed us with it.
Yes, Lord.
Showing your awesome power in our lives.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, Lord, all that we are, all that we ever hope to be, we ask that you would use us to your glory. And, Lord, if we have needs, wants, and desires, have your way there, Lord. Look beyond our selfish pride, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
and give us according to your will and your purpose that which will glorify you. And if you choose to withhold, Lord, thank you for that as well, because you have something better in plan for us, Lord. Thank you for being the help and the comfort that walks through trials and tribulations with us.
Yes, Lord.
That's right there during our periods of bereavement. And your Holy Spirit, dear Lord, stands right there with us when we humble ourselves to bow down at your feet and seek more wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've chose us to learn more about you. Thank you for teaching us, Lord, that we should not take this choice, this selection lightly. But accept our gratitude, Lord, of zeal and excitement for just wanting to learn more about your character, your nature. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in this place. We thank you for what you're doing in the spirits and hearts of each and everyone that is surrounded in this place. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for all you continue to do. Thank you for all you are. And thank you, dear Lord, that we have a heart and mind to just simply acknowledge you. For you are worthy to be praised. And we thank you for this moment.
So worthy.
And we bless your holy name.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. As the ushers prepare for our ministry of offering, our scripture is coming from 2 Corinthians, the sixth through the ninth verse. And it says, "Now remember, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows generously, that blessings may come to others, will also reap generously and be blessed. Let each one give thoughtfully and with purpose, just as he has decided in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver and delights in the one whose heart is in his gift." God's word for God's people. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we again give thanks for this opportunity to praise you in our giving. We ask you, Heavenly Master, that you would receive these gifts from us, dear Lord. Thanks for all you continue to be to us and those things that you continue to provide for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. There will be two baskets circulating. The wicker basket is for you to give of your benevolent offering, and the silver tray is to contribute of your tithes and offering. You may give at this time.
Glad to be in the service. Now, if you're glad to be in the service, we got a throwback for you. And it says, "I'm glad to be in the service. I'm glad to be in the service." But one thing it said, he didn't have to let me be here. So that's the thing right there. He didn't have to let us be here. But I'm glad to be in the service. One more time. So, everybody know this song, I know. Most people.
Glad to be in the service.
Get my phone out of my pocket. So God, our Father in heaven, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify your name, and we give you praise, honor, and glory. And we thank you for letting us back in here one more time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're going to be real quick today because I want to try to get you out in time for you to get home before the storms come. So let's go to John, the first chapter. John chapter 1. John chapter 1, before I read our scripture, it looks like I'm just going to be about 15 minutes today. Though there might be many of you who are familiar with DC Comics, is that correct? One of the most prominent superheroes in DC Comics is Superman. Right? Y'all remember, if you don't know, just say, mm-hmm. Superman is one of the premier characters. Movies have been made about him. Things have been made about him. The interesting thing about Superman is that all of the strength he has, given the fact that he is from Krypton, which has a different gravity than Earth, all of the strength, the density, the power that he has is wrapped up inside of his alter ego, Clark Kent. Thank you, Deacon Ivy. Is wrapped up in Clark Kent. So when Clark Kent is at the Daily Bugle being his nerdish self, an alarm comes up, takes place. When the alarm takes place, that's when he jumps into a phone booth. And you know he has to be very adept at what he's doing because he jumps into a phone booth. A few seconds later, here comes Superman. If that was some of us, we'd still be in the phone booth undressing. The thing to keep in mind, though, is that the alter ego is Clark Kent. Clark Kent is every bit Superman, but under a less imposing image and demeanor. But make no mistake, when he's typing, he's writing stories, he's still Superman. Is that correct? Yes. All right. I would like to submit to you that that is a good way to think about Jesus. In my mind, he's the original Superman. Now, what am I talking about? One of the things that I wanted to share with you is when you go to John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, verse 1, everyone, in the beginning, before all time, was Superman. And Superman was with God. And Superman was God. He was present originally with God, and all things were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In Superman was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, never put it out, never absorbed it, or appropriated it, and is unreceptive to it. That's the light that Jesus brings. That's why when Jesus comes into your heart, the darkness dissipates. Okay? Verse 6. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came to witness that he might testify of the light, that all men might believe in it, adhere to it, trust in it, and rely upon it through him. He was not the light himself, but came that he might bear witness regarding the light. There it was. The true light was then coming into the world. Superman, the genuine, perfect, steadfast light. Superman that illumines every person. What does that mean? Nobody lives unless he gives them the breath of life. Even those that don't believe in him don't know they are existing because of him. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
And keep reading. It says, he came into the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him, did not know him. He came to that which belonged to him, to his own, his domain, his creation, his things, his world. He came to that which belonged to him, his domain, his creation, his things, his world. He came to that which belonged to him. His domain, his creation, his things, his world. Y'all here with me?
Yes.
Everything belongs to him.
Yes.
Everything belongs to him. That's why Colossians 1 said all things were made by him and what? For him. And through him. Keep reading. He came to that which belonged to him, to his own world, his domain, his creation, his things, his world, and they who were his own. Are y'all here with me? They who were his own. Even the unbelievers were created to unbelieve. Are y'all here with me? They were created to unbelieve because he needed unbelievers in order to highlight the believers. Are y'all here with me? And so look what it says. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name, who owe their birth. Neither to your mama. Y'all didn't get that. Yeah, when I said bloods, we ain't talking about bloods and crips. All right? When it's talking about bloods, it means coming through biologically. You owe your birth in Christ, not to any human being, nor to the will of the flesh, that of physical impulse, nor to the will of man, that of a natural father. But to God, they are born of God. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
And Superman became Clark Kent. I'm in verse 14. I don't know if y'all got that. Superman became Clark Kent. The word became flesh. That's why when Jesus was walking around, he was able to walk on water. Even though he was in a flesh and blood body, he was able to turn water to wine. He was able to heal the sick. He was able to raise the dead because we forgot that was Superman. And they thought he was Clark Kent. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? So they couldn't understand it. That's why they decided that they want to try to kill him. But they forgot. Superman is faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. It's a bird. It's a plane. Me. Are y'all here with me? So all of that came into human flesh, put on a suit, if you will, worked at the Daily Planet. Y'all didn't hear the name. Daily. Muhammad can't make that claim. Confucius can't make that claim. Nobody from any other place can make that claim. That's why he is known as the Monogenes. Means he's the only one of his kind. All God and all man at the same time. And that is the same Superman that we worship. And we sit up here and talk about his Clark Kent days. But we don't forget he ain't Clark Kent. Who I'm talking about, see, Clark can't help me. Superman is the one who was with me in a midnight hour. Superman is the one who raised me from where I was. Superman is the one that made me who I am today. Superman is the one that I can call on in a midnight hour and he'll give me an answer. Superman is the one that I know is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It ain't Clark Kent, baby. It's Jesus Christ. So I would even submit to you to understand when people say, oh, that's just, you know, Jesus is just, I said, no. You need to go back and read the Superman comics, man. See, the thing is, Clark got to change. I got to wait for Clark to change. And I got to wait for Clark to change so Clark can try to come help me. You see what I'm saying? But Clark don't want to show his identity to nobody, which is why the Superman I'm saying said to the demons, shut up. Don't tell nobody who I am. The beautiful thing we're going to start to see is that Superman lives in you. The real Superman lives in you. That's why nothing is impossible. That's why you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? All right, y'all. I said 15 minutes. That's 15 minutes. God bless you and God keep you. Y'all understand? I ain't trying to cut you short, but the storms are supposed to roll in around 12. I don't want y'all to be caught out in the storm. I want y'all to be safely in the, yeah. Now, the ones this morning did not produce tornadoes, but the ones this afternoon may. So that's why I'm asking y'all, I'm not going to say like Morris Day, you ain't got to go home. You know, I'm not going to say that, but I am going to just suggest, because we're concerned with your safety, when y'all leave here, I wanted to give y'all 30 minutes to get home before 12, so you can get home, but if you got to go somewhere, the thing is, y'all get home as soon as possible, because you know what happened the last time they told us these storms were rolling through. And we watched it. My wife Gianna and I watched everything in the basement. Okay? So the thing is, be careful. And God has allowed us to come, get a word to let you know who's inside of you. Yeah. Amen. And please go somewhere and be safe. Please go somewhere and be safe. Okay? God, our Father in heaven, we thank you, we honor you, and we glorify your name. If there's somebody here who has not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, right where you are, say, Lord, I believe you died for my sins at Calvary. I believe that you arose 3 days later. After that, now, Lord, fill me with your Spirit and help me understand who I have inside of me, who I have watching over me, who I have protecting me, and who I have leading me on my path. Help me to understand that scripture that says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be all glory, all majesty, all dominion, and all power, not only now, but through the eternities of the eternities. It is in Greek Jesus' name and Hebrew Yeshua's name that we pray. Let every heart give God a great big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And tell him, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Put your hands together, give God some praise. God bless you. You are dismissed. Amen.